Welcome to The Window Light, where we explore the unexplained through personal accounts and documented reports to find the truth and bring it to light. I'm your host, Coy, and this is episode one, where I will be interviewing my wife, Jamie, about the strange events and happenings that have been occurring in our home over the past several months. We will speak at length about what we've been witnessing and give you our firsthand knowledge and feelings about all the unexplained events. That'll be the first half of the show. The second half of the program will feature our conversation with guests Sari and Val from the Weird Iva podcast. They'll be giving us their take on these occurrences, and our conversation should lead to some pretty thought-provoking areas. We're not promising any answers on this episode, only opening doors and trying to pose as many questions as we can. I'd like to ask the audience to let us know if you have any feedback or additional thoughts after hearing this episode. Are there any other questions that we should be asking? Or do you have any similar experiences you'd like to share? If so, just send me an email to windowlightpodcast@protonmail.com. That's windowlightpodcast, all one word, @protonmail.com. Or if you prefer, just send us a postcard or a letter to P.O. Box 5102, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188, P.O. Box 5102, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188, and we look forward to hearing from you. Again, second half of the show will feature our guests Sari and Val from the Weird Iva podcast. That is spelt W-E-I-R-D-I-V-A podcast, so be sure to check them out as well. So without further delay, please enjoy episode one of The Window Light. Tell me your experience. What did you see? What did you experience and feel?
Well, typically whenever you wake up with a bad dream, I also wake up because I'm a light sleeper. And whenever you're moving around or wake up, I wake up. But this particular time, instead of going right back to sleep, my eyes were drawn to the window because there was a kind of a dull yellow light. And what I saw were two lights scanning from top to bottom, kind of parallel to each other. And then I thought, well, that was really weird. That didn't look like a car light. And I kind of pushed it aside and went back to sleep.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of that there. And you say that usually when I have a bad dream, you wake up as well. Do you think that it's the tossing and turning and racket that I'm making that's waking you up, or are you somehow also dialed in to whatever it is that I'm experiencing?
You don't typically move around when you're having bad dreams, so I feel like it's more like a sense that something isn't right. So if you're feeling anxiety or you're feeling upset, then I just kind of wake up just because I get that sense of it.
So you woke up when I woke up and looked at the window and saw the strange light. And for people that didn't listen to the teaser episode, to try to describe this light is very difficult. Okay, so it's very much like a light coming in through the window that's a steady light that you normally experience. So say you have a street light outside your window, or the typical light that the moon would throw into the window, this weird, not weird, but just the normal luminescence that a window may have. So imagine that, and now intensify it a little bit, very much toward the yellow shade. Not a white light, but a very yellow light, right?
Yes.
And that's fine on its own, but it is then the two other beams of light, maybe strands of light might be a better word, two beams, like I described before, like, you know, a lightsaber beam, going from top to bottom or left to right, however you saw it, equidistant from one another, scanning from top to bottom or left to right. How did you see it?
I saw it from top to bottom.
You saw it from top to bottom, but I saw it going from left to right. In my mind, it makes no sense for us to totally agree on the fact that the weird yellow light was there in the window, and there were two other brighter lights that showed up, but I saw them going one way, and she saw them going the other. Does it mean anything? I don't know. I know a car doesn't make that type of light. There's no street lights outside the window.
So it was definitely something. It's definitely something that woke us up. And we were uneasy about it. So let's roll into the next day. What happened the next day, next morning?
Well, the next morning we went about our business. And then at some point you brought up, did you see what I seen last night? And then we kind of shared our experiences. And really the only thing that differed about it was the fact that you saw some beams going one way and I saw them going the other way.
What was your feeling about it in reflecting on it?
I definitely thought it was a strange occurrence because it's not the typical light a car light would cast. Normally when you see a car light, it is like a beam of light, a little bit like a flashlight that kind of flashes into your room and it moves a certain direction and then it's gone, depending on how their car goes. We don't have a road right outside of our window. We have a playground, and then behind that a parking lot, which isn't big enough for a car to drive through anyway. So there really would be no way for car lights to be reflected into our room. So it was strange to see a light in the first place, since we never see cars that close driving by anyway. So my thought was that it was atypical, and I typically don't believe in atypical things, so if I can't explain something, I tend to dismiss it. And you tend to ruminate on it a little bit more than I do. Normally I go, oh, I can explain it, so my brain's just going to move on and go to things I understand.
I guess we didn't really talk about or think about it too much more after that until about, how much later was it that the next occurrence happened? 2 weeks?
Seems to be about 2 weeks, yeah.
All right, so about 2 weeks later, I don't remember a specific dream this time as much as it was just coming out of sleep with a certain sense of dread and fear of snapping awake quickly. Again, not out of a dream, but just snapping awake quickly. And let's just backtrack real fast before we dig too deeply into this, and let's talk about the problem of dreams and dreams moving outside of the dream realm into our own world. And let's also mirror that conversation with that of the things that you see when you close your eyes. So, to put this into practical effect here, look at something in front of you. Right now I have a cup in front of me. I'm going to stare at it for 5 seconds. Find something in front of you. Stare at it for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Close your eyes very hard. And if you're like me, you still see somewhat of an outline of that cup in your eyelids, for lack of a better term. Okay? So there's a light being given off or being reflected off of an object. It's coming back into your eyes. You close your eyes and you see the thing. There you go, right? Okay. So I've had instances in my past before where I recall having a nightmare and there being a spider coming after me. And I see the spider in my dream, but I wake myself up quick enough. I snap my eyes open and I still see the spider. But it's this weird technicolor-looking spider thing crawling off over the edge of the couch or the chair or whatever it is. So just having this ability or unfortunate ability to still see things that were in my dream when I open my eyes up, it's still there in how it would have appeared if my eyes were still closed. Moving forward, we'll go to the second instance night that we're talking about of the light in the window. And I remember, again, waking up quickly with that feeling of fear and craziness in my head, snapping my eyes open and having that, again, weird outline, technicolory vision of something still in my eyes. Because keep in mind, the room, other than the weird yellow light in the window, is completely dark. So there's no difference between my eyes being closed and being open. So I'm still seeing where the thing was. So I wake up quickly, snap my eyes open. There's a shape in my eyes. Can't tell what it is, but I'm afraid of it. I turn from the left side of the bed over to the right. I close my eyes quickly, and the outline that starts forming behind my eyelids, in front of my eyes, is the typical triangular outline of what you would see a praying mantis face would look like. Triangular rounded edges, larger eyes on the top two edges here, and glowing very brightly. And I thought, well, I don't want to look at that. So I try to snap my eyes open quicker to get rid of that, and all I do is look up into the light that is now coming in through the window, and the light's moving again. I remember you getting up and going into the bathroom, and I remember you saying, oh, S-word.
But I woke up, I saw the same light that we saw, you know, 2 weeks before, and this time I was determined to find out what the light was. So I got up, went to the bathroom. The same window is on the same level as our bedroom window in the bathroom. And I looked out the window and saw nothing there because I needed to confirm to myself that it was not a car. There was nothing else out there that was causing the light. I didn't see anything out of the window, but when I pulled my finger back from the blinds, I felt a burning sensation for some reason in my nose and on my finger. And when I went and turned and I snapped the light on real quick and looked at my finger, and there was a dark, almost like a burn spot on my finger. And, you know, I looked back at the blinds again. The blinds weren't hot. There was no light anywhere near. I couldn't figure out what caused this burn on my finger. It just kind of appeared when I went and looked for that light, which is completely crazy because I don't believe in things like that happening. And I was like, you know, again, like you said, I'm tired. I just want to get back to bed. I don't want to think about this right now. But there was a burning sensation in my nose as well. And for the rest of the night, as soon as I got back in bed, I smelled this smell of like burned meat that had started to go bad. So that smell of like you burn meat, you leave it sitting, it starts to go bad. And I had that smell in my nose for the rest of the night. I finally fell asleep after a while. It was very unnerving, and it took a while to fall back asleep because, you know, all these weird things had happened. I woke up, the smell was still in my nose, and it lasted throughout part of the morning, but it started to fade as the morning went on. But I had that smell in my nose again for the next couple of nights.
That's right. I remember you said you had it for a couple of nights after that. And I saw the burn mark on the finger, which made absolutely no sense to me. One thing was kind of weird, but now a couple weeks later, we now have a physical manifestation on you, which, again, makes no sense. Where it could have come from, what could have caused it. I don't know. I have no idea. All right, so taking the story on the face value, we have to look at the strangest thing here, and it's not my seeing a weird praying mantis face in my eyes after waking up. It's not the strange lights that can probably be explained by something outside more than likely, but no one touches a set of plastic blinds in a bathroom and gets burned on their finger. So, I mean, something happened, and I don't know what it was. And that was the physical manifestation that I was referring to before. So, outside of just the window light that we've been dealing with, there's also just the entire situation that is the bedroom of this house, right? Let's talk about just last night, which would have been the 12th of January. Difficult night sleeping, yet again. What were you feeling last night just in the room?
Ever since these occurrences have happened, you know, I've had some nights where I've had some really good sleep. But for the most part, ever since these occurrences have happened, and it's been, I don't know, what, 5-6 months since that happened? 4 or 5? I don't know. Sometime last year. I have had just a feeling of dread and anticipation and just felt very tense in the room. So I have a hard time falling asleep, which is unusual for me because sleeping is one of my favorite things in the world. So I'm having trouble falling asleep. I feel like something is there. And that, again, is unusual for me because I don't tend to give a lot of thought or give a lot of credence to things that I cannot explain. And that really is been the case my whole life until these things happen. You know, normally when people say things about things that happen to them that they can't explain, I go, oh, that's weird. But if you can't give me physical proof of something happening, I don't put a lot of credence into it. And, you know, and you really don't until these things happen to you. So really until it happened to me, I didn't put a lot of stock into it. But I do get this weird feeling of dread and just that something is there that shouldn't be there. You know, there's times where, especially when it's especially dark, like if there's no moon outside, if it's a new moon and it's very dark outside, and, you know, if I have to get up and use a bathroom in the middle of the night, I feel like something's going to reach out from under the bed and grab me. So I jump down very quickly, run into the bathroom, do what I got to do, come back and get back in bed because I just feel like something's there and something's going to reach out for me.
Yes. Yeah, that's the feeling I have and again, I am a grown adult male in his 40s who now in this bedroom, if my shoulder is uncovered in the night, I feel as though I am exposed and have to quickly cover my shoulder and neck up so nothing in the room will get me. And that's not normal. And so I will wake up in the night or just be awake at night and look around the room very quickly and just feel like something is there. I don't need to be turned toward the wall or the door or the closet doors. I have to turn the other way and cover my shoulder up as much as I can and hope I get back to sleep. But because I don't know what's out there or what's going to get me. Not a normal feeling. So I did some digging into this, and we recently, as of last week, we bought a couple of pieces of ghost hunting equipment. And just to go completely on the record here, I don't know if aliens are real or ghosts are real or interdimensional things. I don't know. But I'm looking for any kind of tool right now that can help me sort things out. So we bought an EMF detector, an electromagnetic field detector. Just to see if there was some weird electromagnetic fields in the room, because I had read there was a case of a person that was having these feelings of dread and like something was watching them constantly, and they couldn't sleep at night, and they reached out to some ghost hunting guys, and they came in to do a reading, and they saw that on this person's bedside table they had one of those old AM/FM radios. And directly on the floor below this, there was their breaker panel, fuse box, breaker box, whatever you want to call it. And somehow between that old AM/FM radio and the fuse box, not too many feet downstairs from there, the electricity that was coming off those breakers hitting whatever radio waves were in that box was creating a super strong electromagnetic field right beside this guy's head. That was causing these weird feelings of paranoia and dread. So he told the guy, get rid of the AM/FM radio, move it off of your table, see what happens. And the guy had no more problems. So we can look at this in multiple ways. Either it was the weird radiation that was causing him to think something was wrong, or that amount of radiation was actually causing something to be wrong. Something was coming through and freaking him out. I don't know. We'll never know. So that's why I got the EMF reader to check and see if there was some weird radiation fields. Went into our bedroom with it, started checking things, walked around the perimeter, didn't get anything, went to the window, expecting to get something, didn't get anything. Went over to where the television is in the front of our bedroom and got a beep, but it didn't stay in the same place. It moved around. And I was catching the same frequency intensities for probably a minute and a half, and then they went away. I walked to another part of the room that I had scanned previously, and then the reading was there also. Went back to where I caught the reading at the first time, it wasn't there. Went back to where I caught it the second time, it wasn't there. I called Jamie to come check this out, see what was going on. We tried the reading, tried the meter again where I was trying the first time, it beeped. And I looked at what was there, and we have one of those Bluetooth sound bars there. And I thought, well, okay, well, maybe it must be picking up or transmitting or whatever Bluetooth speakers have to do to get to the subwoofer or however they work. But it was off, and the subwoofer is off. There's no power going to these things right now. But intermittently, it would set the detector off in different places, sometimes the same place. There's something going on in that point of the room. My next experiment is going to be to take that Bluetooth bar out of there, move it to a different part of the house, plug it in, see if it does the same thing. We'll catch you up on that experiment later, how that's going. And what we should say is we're living in a house that was built, what, a year, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. As far as anyone knows, died in this house.
We're the first owners.
We're the first owners of this house. No, this house has no legacy. The ground it sits on, maybe, I don't know. The woods that surround it, maybe, I don't know. This will be our journey to get you there. We will also obviously be telling many other stories, bringing many other people on to talk about the situations they've had. But, you know, probably the first few episodes here, it's going to be our tale of what we're dealing with on a weekly basis. And we look forward to your feedback on it. So, Jamie, what do you have after that nonsense?
I would just like to add in one more thing, one more strange experience I've had since these two incidents happened.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. You've had it twice now.
I've had it twice now. Often when you are working, you know, we have telework days, we have in-house days. So when you're going into the office, you leave first, and then I take a shower, and I'm alone in the house. Twice on these occasions, I have had strange incidents happen when I am in the shower. So the first time it happened, I was in the shower, and I heard the voice of a woman whining. So it sounded like she wanted something. It sounded like she wasn't getting it. It sounded like a self-indulgent woman whining. And I was like, hello, I thought you were still here. I thought the TV was on.
Wait, do I sound like a self-indulgent woman whining sometimes?
Not that I thought it was you, but I thought maybe you were playing something on your phone.
I could have been, yes.
Thought the TV was on, computer was on,
but I
watching
home.
A video.
But I was
but
not
But you
home.
Were not home.
No.
So I turn off the shower, I say hello, nobody answers me, get out of the shower, look around, nobody's here, nothing is on, no neighbors are around. I couldn't figure out what it was. So then again, I got that feeling of weird, like something was with me, sense of dread, go to work. A couple days later, same thing happens. You go to work before I get in the shower. I get in the shower, and then I hear somebody call mom in a child's voice. Mm. There were no children here. You were not here. Again, I get out of the shower, check around, nothing was on. So I'm getting these very strange voices happening in the shower. They're typically accompanied by a little bit of banging around or perhaps the sound of footsteps. I can't tell. We do live in a townhouse, so I thought maybe I was hearing the neighbors, but as soon as I turn the shower off, there's no sound again. You know, and on both of those occasions, I looked and our neighbors' cars were gone. So who knows what happened? All I know is I'm hearing voices in the shower, but it only happens when I'm in the house by myself.
Hmm. Now, we also have a weird thing upstairs where if we're walking in the foyer of the upstairs or the hallway of the upstairs, it's not a huge area, whatever the top of the stairs is called. When you walk across there, it makes it sound like there are footsteps happening downstairs. Because I've done that multiple times, walking between my office and the bedroom. I walk by quickly and I hear stomp, stomp, stomp downstairs. And then I realize, oh, I'm doing that.
Well,
somehow. I'm doing that somehow. So we do have that weird thing that goes on that I know is not a thing. But I don't know that the water running through the shower would do that. I don't know. We'd have to investigate to figure that part out. Yeah, that's not natural.
It's not, and it's very unnerving, and it makes you want to immediately get out of the shower and get dressed.
And again, this show does not give you answers to anything. We'll probably answer nothing. It's just posing weird questions and giving two people the ability to talk about the weird stuff that's been occurring in their home.
You know, I had a brief period as a young person, a teenager, where I was interested in unexplained things, and I got interested in, you know, witchcraft for a little while as a teenager. But for most of my adult life since college, I've been pretty practical and pretty pragmatic. And, you know, anytime somebody told a ghost story, I would roll my eyes and say, okay, but, you know, there has to be an explanation. You were imagining it. There was light playing off of something. You know, something weird was going on. So I always, in my mind, invented a very rational explanation. But it really wasn't until this incident that I decided, well, that, you know, I looked at it from every angle and I couldn't figure out what caused it. And so it started kind of opening back up those avenues of things I used to be interested in. So this kind of set me on a journey of, well, there are some unexplained things in the world, and it's kind of interesting to think about them. So it kind of set me on a different path than what I had been on. So I don't know if that was the reason for it. Maybe it was just happening so that we were open to things or set us on a different path. You know, I do kind of feel like everything does happen for a reason, so there's got to be something going on behind it.
All right, cool. All right, well, before we jump in, why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and then I'll ask a couple of questions after that.
Okay. I'm Sari.
And I'm Val.
And we are Weird Iva Podcasters, co-hosts, and friends,
Why the question mark at the end of every statement? Are you or are you not? I mean,
look, whatever punctuation I want.
Listen, we have a lot of questions about a lot of things. We officially have merch that states this.
Yes, we have.
I know. I own one of the shirts. I wore it the other day. So,
represent.
Very comfortable shirts, by the way. So whatever company you're using, well done. Okay, well, cool. Well, I am glad to have you both on to talk about this situation.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't think of anyone better. I'll put it that way. Because, and I don't want to spoil anything in advance, but when I initially told Sari about part of this story, this problem, this phenomena, whatever you want to call it, she had made some mention about lights and dim lights. And I thought, synchronistic to overlook. So I thought, you know what, this makes the most sense to send it to you guys and see what you think. So I would just love to know initial impressions from you regarding the tale.
Honestly, listening to it, I had the same reaction as I did when you initially told me about the light thing. And I said, oh my God, you know, Val and I both saw a light thing at our own separate houses at the same time. So it was really interesting to listen to the story again and actually hear it from the point of view, and rather than just I saw this weird light thing, you know, to actually hear the whole story going, okay, yeah, I feel like I can see this. I feel like I know what you're talking about. And then getting further into other things, like the sensations of dread and the burning stuff that Jamie experienced and stuff. Definitely some opinions came to mind, and I'm sure the same thing happened for Val.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess let's just start right there. What was the light thing that you guys noticed or experienced? Because that seems the best place to start, I think, is dealing with this light situation.
Val, do you remember when that was?
Yeah, it was the same time when all of the activity kicked up at my house when we started building the apartment out back.
Oh, okay.
About 4 years ago almost now.
Okay. I knew it was a while ago, but I couldn't remember when. And I don't remember, mm-hmm. like, what day of the week it was. Like, I don't remember anything. I just remember that you and I talked, and I had seen something, and we were talking, and you said, I saw a weird light earlier. And
yeah,
then I was able to go, oh my God, me too. And that's, then we were both trying to describe the light to each other. And, but it wasn't a light. It was like an absence of light.
Yeah. It's like it was like a void almost. It was like this dark spot that was illuminating darkness is the best way to put it. And I know that makes no sense, but it was like the absence of light just in this one spot, but it was like, it was glowing black.
Yeah. It was a light. It had a shine to it, as if there was, you know, like when you see a car driving by and the headlights go through or whatever, it had a lightness to it, but it was not a light. It was like a black light. And I saw mine in the middle of the day.
All right. Well, where did Val see hers? Where was it at?
Down what's outside of my now bedroom door, at the end of my hallway. We have a lot of activity that people in my family, my husband's parents included, have seen stuff happen down at this particular end of the house. And specifically where I've seen it. This is also the same spot where I took that picture, Sari.
The one that broke my phone?
Yeah. And it's just common.
And there's no windows in her hallway. It's mm-mm. doors. It's just a hallway. And then there's like a closet at the end, and it's just doors lining it. There's no light reflection in her hallway.
Yeah. The bathroom doesn't have a window in it.
And Sari, where was yours? Where did yours occur?
Mine was in my bedroom. It was, and it was on the wall, as if something was shining through from the window. It was opposite of the window. I have lots of curtains and stuff covering the window. There's light in my bedroom, but this particular light, or lack thereof, was on the wall opposite of the window, and yeah.
So no one's had anything actually coming through a actual window like we described, though. I mean, not to discount any of those occurrences at all, but just trying to place these things in certain areas. But nothing was like coming in from the outside into it. Was just there, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't like it either way, is what I'm trying to say. I want to get your impressions upon the type of light as we described it in the interview there. What are we thinking?
Aliens.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. That was my first thought too. Why was that the first thought?
Because that's the first one that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we can look at very physical of some little ship or something, or some little man jumped up on the window in a glow and scanned across and then flitted away. So that's one option, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it depends where the window is situated too. You know, are you facing a street, or is the window in your backyard, you know?
It's back. Well, we're in a neighborhood, so it faces a parking lot that has no lights on it. And it's also a parking lot that no cars ever park in because it's extremely inconvenient. So it's always a very empty parking lot. There's nothing that happens out there. Nothing ever. And there's a pool to the right of that, but there's no lights on that. And also, you know, it's not active right now. And also those lights, if they were there, would not move. They would be stationary is the other problem. So why a couple weeks later is Jamie walking into the bathroom and getting burned? I need some, y'all got to have something on that.
I immediately went quite negative with my thinking on the burning.
Yeah.
I think
they're two separate events.
Yeah. Not connected at all. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. the burning sensation and the burning and the smell specifically that was described, there's literally nothing positive about that. And not even from the standpoint of, oh, you know, it sucks to get burned, or, oh, it sucks to have that smell. Like, no, I mean, like, anything that would cause that is not a positive thing.
No. And in any sort of ghost hunting that you do, that's one of the first things that you learn, is that typically any physical manifestations, anything that touches you, it's usually scratches or, you know, bruising or anything like that. But a burn also counts. And smells are typically not associated with positive energies.
Definitely. But are you saying right off the bat that you think this is unrelated to the light, even though it happened the exact same night?
I think it
just seems so close to be.
Well, the light could indicate some sort of activity, but it doesn't mean that it's coming from the same source as what caused the burns and the smell.
All right, so my wife has now shown up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jamie. So the gang was asking, when did this event occur? I can't recall. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was around September, I think.
Yes, that is right. It was somewhere August, September, somewhere around there.
It would be interesting to see if there was an uptick in sighting reports at the same time. Because New England is such a hot spot.
And I did want to check that out. And Jamie and I took a trip to Alabama. What was it, in December?
Mm-hmm.
And I went in November. And I drove because I wanted to drive to try to investigate where there had been some happenings, some sightings of weird things in the sky. And I stopped specifically in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where it is. Spartanburg, South Carolina, because they had multiple weird instances of lights happening up in the clouds in the middle of the day. I was like, I want to swing by there and check it out. So there's definitely something happening around that time frame on the East Coast. So more research could definitely be done into that. But aside from that, man, I really got to think about this hard now, because I was trying to link the two situations, but if they're separate.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Now, let me pitch something to you. Okay. So you were talking about EMF. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what if you had some extraterrestrial entity around your house?
Okay.
That manipulated electromagnetic fields, which when I was listening, I know that you touched on how EMF can give people, you know, paranoia and different symptoms, but yeah, also
physically proven. Yes, definitely.
Supernatural entities can also draw on EMF and use it to manipulate, you know, our physical world around us. I use that physical manipulation when I'm running a session to do knocks, for instance, yes, no questions, things like that.
Yep.
And they can use the EMF. So you have this extraterrestrial being that manipulates the EMF in your home. And now you've got a supercharged ghost, basically.
All of that good stuff aside, what attacked my wife in the bathroom?
Now, you and I had a discussion late last year when some of this was going on. And I asked if you had gotten anything new in the house or antiques or whatever. And you were talking about boots.
Yep.
From, when was it?
That would have been late September.
And the boots were from what time period?
Well, according to the eBay listing from whence I bought them, they were Vietnam War era boots. Right.
And so I happened to mention that a burning sensation and the smell of burning meat sounded a little bit napalmy.
Mm. Jamie, do you get a napalm sense out of that?
Yeah. Once you mentioned that to me, it sounded like that was completely feasible. Like, that's exactly the smell. It felt like exactly what it was supposed to be. Which I didn't know until it was mentioned, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's not a normal thing that people would jump to that conclusion.
No. So don't buy boots off eBay, is what we're saying right now. Especially if they say, you know, authentic Vietnam era war boots.
Right.
Not
now
great.
Now you know.
Now I know. And like I told you before, we as amateur as I am at the magics. I saged them up real good and blasted them with high frequencies and stuff. And no one has been burned or napalmed since I did that. But the light hasn't returned since, has it? No. The light has not returned since. However, the weird paranoia, anxiety, fear thing is still in the room pretty regularly. What do I need to do here? Do I need to take advantage of the fact that this is here and explore it, study it, do some business with it? Or do you have some methodologies for me to just get rid of it so we can have a good night's sleep again?
I always personally, I always try to make contact. But if you are not comfortable doing that, then you
should. We both just made the worst face combined.
Okay.
The worst face of fear and I don't want to do this. But because we did that, I want to know more. So tell me more about the contact.
Well, let me start though by saying that one of the things that I fully believe, Hollywood has done a really good job of making people feel and believe that we don't have as much control in our own homes if an entity is present than we actually do. It's that fear response and those heightened emotions, like we're literally energy. One of the things that I do in making contact is energy exchange, allowing myself to be used as a conduit so that, you know, if I'm not hearing knocks when I ask a question, I, you know, will give permission to, you know, allow something to draw from my own personal energy and get a knock, basically. And it sounds totally insane.
No, not at all. Because I feel like the intent that you're talking about is pretty important there, right? That your intention is known.
Yeah.
Verbally, maybe.
Yeah. And I have these rules. I have a grounding ritual that I go through before I open up any session. But you know, if you're in your own home, be firm, you know, if you're getting scared by something, that heightened emotion is just giving them more energy to feed on. And they're going to continue doing whatever is freaking you out because it's literally feeding them. When I've got stuff that's kicking up here that's actually bothering me, I will get up and just talk out loud in my house, even if I'm by myself, and just be like, hey, stop. And I do it all the time.
So what, and this house was built in February of 2019. No one's died here. Nothing has happened here. We're the first owners.
Doesn't matter.
What's happened? Why? What is happening? Does that happen?
Yeah. Sometimes it's people and not places.
Are you saying we're drawing some business to us?
You can be. It really can sometimes just be a quick, hey, this is my house. I don't mind you being here, but remember that you are a guest.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And intent, got to get behind that. At the end of the interview, Jamie told a tale about hearing something while she was in the shower. Mm-hmm. So is that all related or is that something different as well? We got lights, we got the weird feelings, but now we got things making sounds.
It's probably another thing.
Jesus.
And the fact that it happens in the bathroom with the, specifically with the shower going, because water is a big thing with their activity as well. And yeah. I know I've had experiences in the bathroom, specifically in the shower. And I know Val has had a gazillion as well.
Tell me, what about water? What is it about water that amplifies or calls this business?
Running water is a conductor. It's an energy running source.
Running water is a conductor. Yes. It's negatively charged. What, ions?
Something like about? That.
We're not okay. Scientists.
It's all right. Go ahead.
I'm not a scientist.
Running water. We got currents going, and that is, does that amplify? All right. Here's the question. Here's the question, guys. Does the current, the running water, is it amplifying something that's already there, or is it summoning something that isn't there?
Well, both are possible. It, not summoning, but it could be amplifying something that's there, and it could just be providing the energy that something could use.
Yeah, you could have a basically dormant entity that suddenly gets enough of an energy source to be able to do one thing, like make a noise. But I do want to point out, though, that with running water, TV static, anything like that, some of it could also be lent to apophenia / pareidolia. You know, your brain trying to make sense of sounds, you know, trying to identify a pattern in no data that's actually there.
Right. I buy that. And that kind of ties into the last piece I wanted to talk about, was the weird stuff that I was seeing. Waking up real quick, snapping my eyes open, and seeing something there in the darkness, closing my eyes and seeing that weird praying mantis head thing behind my eyelids. Is that just my brain trying to make sense of, you know, I don't know what's going on, there's weird lights and here's a thing? Or was I seeing that thing?
Do you know what is also famous on the East Coast with that sort of imagery, with glowing eyes and bright lights?
No.
The Mothman. I don't say that to be cheeky in any way. It was an actual phenomenon that came out of nowhere.
Oh, I know. It's huge. I've done many a research upon it. So. Yeah. And I never, I guess maybe I subconsciously was avoiding making the connection. Yep.
It was my first thought, though.
That was your first thought.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh shit, he saw the Mothman.
And also shadowy occurrences happening around the Mothman is a thing, too.
And we it's what?
Shadowy occurrences. Blackish auras that occur before he shows up. Because Jamie keeps seeing weird stuff in the kitchen. She keeps trying to convince me that there's
shadows moving through the kitchen.
That there's shadow people walking into the kitchen and walking out of it. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, it's something.
Have you guys done any analysis of the soil on your property?
You talking a soil analysis?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
No, we have not done any soil analyses yet.
Stanley, help me.
But I will Google it and we will do so. What am I looking for in the soil?
Well, you dead guys things. Have talked about, you know, your house is so new. If your property has high metals, if you've got a lot of nickel and things like that in your soil,
sure.
That can also be basically a big conductor. I found that out when my house had to be professionally investigated. They did that with my property. And now you can get, like, I know here in Texas anyway, you can look that information up online about your own property.
Okay. I'll check that out. It's very
but
possible.
Yeah. High metal deposits and things like that.
Most of our soil in this area has a high iron content. I'm not sure about nickel, though.
Did you say iron?
Mm-hmm. Iron works too.
Yeah, I think any of the major metals would also be.
So Sari and Val of the Weird Diva podcast, one of the greatest podcasts in the history of podcasts. These guys know everything about the weird. Two of the most well-read, well-researched ladies in Texas on the weird and the strange and the unusual in the world. Check out their podcast. Guys, you want to give us your contact info, your website address, your merch stores. Tell us all about everything you're into and you're about.
We're on all the social medias. The main ones, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Weird Diva Podcast. We've got website, weirdiva.com. Email address is weirdivapodcast@gmail.com. We have a Patreon. We have a merch store. We have links to that on our social media.
Mm-hmm. Our link tree is in any of our bios. And you can
click
find
things.
Any of our streaming platforms and a link to our merch shop.
Yep.
So, yeah,
that's all the things.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed episode one. Lots of questions still left to answer, and hopefully a lot more that we still need to ask. I want to thank my guests again, my wife, Jamie, and our guests from the Weird Diva podcast, Sari and Val. Episode two will probably be a follow-up interview with Jamie to discuss some other areas of esoteric interest that we have, and we'll also be responding to some of your comments since the teaser episode was released. Again, we appreciate your feedback, so email us at windowlightpodcast@protonmail.com or send us a postcard or letter to P.O. Box 5201, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188. As always, keep your intentions pure, your thoughts positive. Remember that karma is a real thing, and there's more out there in the dark than you realize. So let's put some light on it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.